are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Mae Adam. And joining me this morning, Tammy Darnell and Tina Schutzel. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And we're going to talk about some fun events that are coming up for folks who enjoy hopping on the bike, whether it's competitively or just, you know, enjoying a good old ride around town.
Good morning, everybody. For the Owyhee Wheelmen and our bike club here, we have some fun events coming up. This weekend is the Lefromboy Island Bike Race. That'll be on Saturday. We also have later this month in June, on June 24th, the Tour to Owyhee, which is a really fun Grand Fondo road ride. And then we have in July, on July 15th, the Grassland Gravel, which will be out in the grasslands, and it's a gravel ride.
Oh, sounds like some fun events. Let's talk about the event coming up on Saturday. Who is this really kind of geared towards? Is this for everybody?
Go ahead, Gina.
This is actually for everybody, all ages, all riding abilities. It's a really fun course, you can make it a race, you can make it a ride. It's very customizable to how your riding skills are. It starts at Lefromboy Island, the trailhead there, and at 10:30 is when the race starts. Registration's prior to that, and you can register the day of the race. So you get a great T-shirt. There's always prizes and trophies.
One to four laps.
You can do one lap or you can do four laps.
Oh, very nice. So, yeah, you can really, like you said, do the course how you want to do it. And with everybody, you know, it could be a fun family event. Bring out the kids and, you know, just make sure they've got their helmets and everybody's ready to go. And
definitely.
Later on this summer, you've got the Tour to the Owyhee. Tell us about that.
Right, so the Tour to Owyhee is the race that Gina and I have really been spending our time on. That's the one we're the event directors for. And that one is out at the Owyhee Dam. It starts at the Owyhee Downstream Recreation Area. And we come out of that area, go up across the face of the dam. The long route will go out to Shandy Creek. And this year we're going to actually turn out and go on Grey Goose Road out to the Grey Goose store, and a little bit past for the longer routes. So they're one of our sponsors this year. We'll have a fun social there on Friday night, and that will be an aid station. And then we make our way back to the downstream. We offer three routes. There's a 22-mile dam fun ride, a 37-mile dam nice ride, and a 65-mile dam long ride. Like I said, there's a Friday night social at the Grey Goose store. Saturday after the ride, we also have a post-ride picnic with some amazing pulled pork. Early registration for that does end today, so if this is something you're interested, I encourage you to go out to owyheewheelman.com and find the event and register today. But even if you don't make it, you can still register online until June 22nd, or we take race day registration too.
Yeah, and I know this is a popular, of course, I mean, this is a long distance type of race, and for those who enjoy that, but three different courses that they can take part in, so we encourage them to get signed up because, it's going to be a great time, a lot of great camaraderie as well.
Yes, that's really a big part of this is the social night, or the social on Friday night, and then also the picnic afterwards. And also, if it's okay, I'd like to thank our sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here for the Tour to Owyhee, we have Lee Real Estate, Mick Ultra, Thrivent with Sam Missile, Very Fast Cycling, the Grey Goose Store, and ReBU.
Very nice. Yeah, it takes many people and a lot of sponsorship to pull this off, and that's always greatly appreciated. And you've added a new race this year, right? The Grasslands Gravel.
Yes, the Grasslands Gravel. And actually, we had this race 2 years ago for the first time, and then we took a year off, and it's back again. A lot of people just really enjoyed that race and asked for it to come back again. It's out in the Fort Pierre National Grasslands, and we start at Richland Dam. Again, there's three routes, so any level of rider can really do this. There's a 22-mile route, a 35-mile route, and a 53-mile route. Early registration for that ends on June 26th, and then final registration ends on July 9th. And one thing I forgot to mention about all of these rides is they're fully supported. We have people out there on the island. The Pier Fire Department helps with guiding you, and they're there if anything happens. On the Tour de Oahu and the Grassline Gravel, we have support vehicles out there. We have aid stations. So they're fully supported rides. You're not out there on your own.
Right. That is fantastic. You've got to have that type of support. And having that knowledge, knowing if something happens, there are people out there to help. That is a great thing. And, of course, the driving force behind these is the Oahu Wheelmen. A great group. Tell us a little bit about it for those who aren't real familiar with what you do.
All right. So the Oahu Wheelmen is Piers Bicycle Club, and we're an organized bike group. You do have to register to be a member, but membership is free. We have a couple of annual meetings a year, and then also the really fun thing is in the summer we have club rides. So those club rides happen on Tuesday nights and then Saturday mornings. We have different routes. Last night they did a lap on Lefroy Island to prep for the race. We'll have rides out to the Grey Goose store to stop there. We have an ice cream ride where we end up at Zesto. Just all throughout the summer on Tuesday and Saturdays, we have different times to just get together. The club is a really great way to connect with other riders, whether you want to do the social ride or find somebody to do longer rides with you. We also do community awareness. At the beginning of this month, we had the Kids Bike Day.
Right, and that went really well.
Yes, it was very, very well attended. And so, like I said, membership is free. I encourage you to check us out at oahuwheelmen.com.
Yeah, whether you just like to, you know, as we mentioned, just get out, ride around town, or you want to go for a nice long ride or a competitive, it's open to everybody.
Yep. Yeah, all right. And one thing about the rides on Tuesdays and Saturdays is it's any level, any ability. If you hop in and you can only go 5 miles or half an hour, you can turn around. It's not something that you have to stay committed to,
right?
If they're doing a longer ride,
it's just for fun and enjoyment. That's what it's all about. I love that. So thank you, ladies, for stopping in this morning. And I know should be good weather wise this weekend for the race, and hope everybody that's listening turns out and has some fun.
Yeah, thank you for having us and allowing us to promote our events. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely, our pleasure. Tammy Darnell, Tina Schutzel, have a wonderful day today, and thank you for stopping in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll continue on with People in Your Neighborhood. We'll chat about Oahu Days right after this. Continuing along on this Wednesday morning on People in Your Neighborhood, again brought to you by May Adam. Joining me this morning is, well, John Sterling. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well, and we are not that far away, getting closer to Oahu Days.
We are. So this is just kind of a reminder to save the date for that weekend of June 16th and 17th for Oahu Days. Going to have a full slate of activities. As usual, we're going to have the carnival both days. We have a great lineup of entertainment. So Friday night, we're going to have Brandon Davis and Eve Six. And then on Saturday evening, we're going to have Coco and Nash, as well as some other local performers. We just really want people to, you know, really be saving the date to be looking forward to coming and joining us there. A couple of new events that we're adding this year. We're having a hot dog eating contest.
Interesting.
Yes, and that's going to happen on Saturday. So if you want to get signed up and register for the hot dog eating contest before, you can go to our Oahu Days Facebook page, and there's details there on how to get registered to sign up.
And you're not bringing any ringers like Joey Chestnut or anything, right?
No. So it's going to be a fun event. Again, we're just trying to get people to come down and spend the day at the park and enjoy Oahu Days throughout the day with some different activities. Another one that we're taking signups for teams for right now is human foosball.
Uh-huh.
So again, to sign up and get more details on that, just visit the Oahu Days Facebook page or oahudays.com.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Of course, you know, there'll be so many vendors there on hand, and just the fun you expect from Oahu Days.
Yes, there's going to be a great selection of vendors there, as well as different food vendors. So it's always great to come down and check out the food. All the entertainment that's going to be there is going to be great, along with the carnival. We're going to have inflatables there on Saturday for the kids to come down and enjoy. And then another big thing we're doing is we have our Oahu Day raffle right now. So that is being sponsored by Peterson Motors, and they have actually given a brand new Honda Navi scooter that we are raffling off. So you can actually buy those raffle tickets right now. They're $20 a piece. They can be purchased by visiting our Facebook page or our website, OahuDays.com, or by visiting certain businesses around the community. You can purchase tickets at Oahu Federal Credit Union and at Potsdam State Farm. And just be watching for details on other places where that Navi is going to be.
Yeah, it's a fun-looking little, you call it a scooter, but it almost looks like a little motorcycle.
It is kind of the best of both worlds. It's a cross between a scooter and a motorcycle. It's fully automatic. It's an amazing little machine, and it's going to save people some gas commuting around this summer.
Absolutely. So grab your tickets for that. And if, folks want to keep up with what's going on, as you mentioned, the website and the Facebook are always there.
Yes, and any new updates that we have are going to be posted to both of those. Another thing is, Oahu Days is... it's run by volunteers. So we're always looking for people that want to help with the event. There is actually a sign-up genius that you can sign up to help with the Oahu Days. The links to that is also on our website and our Facebook page.
It's always a fun time for the whole family. There's always something going on for everybody. So like you said, save those dates.
Yes, definitely save the dates. And we are doing a kickoff to Oahu Days on Thursday night, the 15th, which will actually happen at Hyde Stadium at the Oahu Zap game. So that's going to be our kickoff. We're going to have some extra giveaways and stuff there for Oahu Days. So save that date as well and come and enjoy the Zap at home.
Another fun event to add to the calendar. So yeah, make sure you circle those dates. Thank you for stopping in, John. And I know we'll see you before all the fun begins.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thank you. There's John Sterling talking to us this morning about Oahu Days. Like you said, save those dates. It's always a whole lot of fun. We are going to get our Wet Nose Wednesday update with Jen Euchre from Paws Animal Rescue, brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.